Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Straight Talk for the Soul series, your vibrational, multidimensional vitamin for the body, mind, and spirit. I'm Carrie Murphy, your host, creator, and founder of this global broadcast and brilliant community of light. I want to extend a bright and a very beautiful good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to all of you tuning in from around the world to help me welcome intuitive channel, quantum healer, and one of my dearest friends and soul sisters, Brooklyn Rain, to discuss embodying neutrality, the divine Christos key code of neutrality, stepping into all that is and maintaining the zero-point connection field within you and around you. So welcome home, all of you beautiful, luminous light leaders, consciousness, conductors, starlight messengers, welcome to this new choice point. You know, every time that we come together, it is a new choice point and all of us get to experience it together. So this is your safe haven. It is a sacred space and a soulful sanctuary for connection and upliftment and support. This is a unity community to empower you and liberate you as you come into communion with your divine essence and allow powerful energetic and etheric activations to ignite new experiences and new realities for you. I'm dedicated and devoted to walking hand in hand and heart to heart with all of you as we expand our awareness and consciousness and commit to self-reflection, personal evaluation to truly see ourselves and truly see the potential that lies before us and within us too. Today's show is really an invitation into illumination. It's a heart homecoming with Brooklyn. Together, let's step onto this brilliant frequency bridge into the flow of divine neutrality and clarity and transparency. Let's intend to dissolve any densities or distortions while deepening our divinity. That is where pure neutrality can be realized. So together, let's gently disentangle ourselves from the false frequencies so that we can feel ourselves flowing very fluidly, floating freely into freedom. So let's allow for a high heart reunion, connection, a harmonization with our divine consciousness, a purification of these new pathways of potential, as well as cellular renewal and rejuvenation. And also a highlighting. When we get to the zero point field, allow for this highlighting of your unique purpose and path of service. We all have one. So really allow yourselves to enter into that zero point field with all of us here. It's going to be a beautiful place to play today with Brooklyn. So rest assured that you being here right now, it means that it's time, it's an opening for you. It's a time for healing and expansion. So just relax and breathe, open and receive. I'm so grateful that you found your way here. I do want to invite you to subscribe to our show. This is a free platform that you can access at straighttalkforthesoul.com. You can also listen to all of our replays, including today's on iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Amazon, Audible, Stitcher. You can also connect with us further in our private Facebook group or Instagram. And now my favorite question. What is the best that could happen today with Brooklyn and all of you, all of us? Please set a clear personal intention for what you wish to experience and realize your power as a conscious creator and really get that energy set in motion. My intention with our beautiful gathering today is for soulfully soothing energy to flow through my voice and this sacred energetic space with grace and ease. Also, I'm already feeling it, welcoming and inviting in the highest divine support and participation throughout our time together. Feel free to write in and let Brooklyn and myself know how you're doing throughout the show and our webcast. We'll take some live callers later, so press *2 to raise your hand. Again, we're talking about the divine Christos key codex of neutrality. during this time in our collective's history, there are a lot of mixed messages. There's some confusion. At the same time, there's never been more divine support from these collectives, these higher dimensional collectives of light. They share that when we consciously choose to connect with the frequency field of neutrality, we can access massive amounts of ascension codes and light frequencies to assist us on our ascension journey. So we're going to talk about the real meaning of neutrality, not the false understanding about it being equal to complacency. It could be nothing further from that. So we're going to get into all of that and more with Brooklyn. If you're not familiar with her, she is an intuitive channel, a cosmic heart oracle, and a quantum healer. She has experienced many incarnations with the Sophia Christ Collective, the Lyrian Syrian Whites, the Orophim, the ancient Palladians, and the Hathors. And through her diamond sun crystal structure, she assists us to return to our original divine blueprint, combined with our Christos template, and we're going to talk about that. She is an enlightened teacher of Christ consciousness in many lifetimes, both here on Earth and also throughout the multiverses. She channels wisdom and light transmissions from many multi-galactic collectives. They come through as words, light language, and light frequencies. She received her Bachelor of Science degree in Hotel and Restaurant Management from Penn State University, and she has an Associate's degree in Culinary Arts. She actually spent 15 years as a chef before moving into her training at the Institute for Integrative Nutrition as a holistic coach. And now she incorporates all of her understanding of food, meditation, quantum energy, and spirituality to help people in their healing processes of the physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual bodies. So she's an amazing human being, an amazing soul, and I love her dearly. So help me welcome beautiful Brooklyn to the show. Welcome, my dear.
Hi, thank you so much. I'm so excited to be here with you and everyone.
I know, I'm trying to be neutral.
It's hard to be neutral when there's so much. Well, joy is in the frequency field of neutrality, so we're good.
We're good, yes, we are. You know, for those who are new to you, I mean, it's interesting, you know, all of your life experiences that led you into this work. As I mentioned, you were a chef, a restaurant owner. I mean, you did all kinds of things, and then you went into, I think it was really breath work, you know, after you went into being a health coach and all of that. Didn't that really open the door for your cosmic remembrance of who you are? Was it through the breath?
Yes, actually. Well, first started with meditation, which, of course, the meditation that I was introduced to initially was very much, you know, incorporating focus on the breath. And that quickly led into breath work. And yes, to answer your question, it was like a complete super highway to really transmuting layers and layers and layers of density, and, you know, while simultaneously bringing in lots and lots of light and, you know, just layers of conscious awareness. So I am ever so grateful for the reintroduction, we'll say, to sacred breath.
Well, you know, when we say density and dissolving density, it is energetic density that when it's cleared, there is room for more light to come in, more remembrance, more of these key codes, all of that. How do you describe density? Because it could be emotional, it could be physical. You know, I think a lot of people may hear that and they wonder, what does that mean? From your perspective, what does it mean?
Yeah, such an awesome question, because I still even, you know, on a regular basis, kind of tap into deeper layers of awareness with that, you know, with that question and what it means. So how it's been shown to me, and my experience with it is, you know, density sort of, well, it holds, of course, many different sort of dimensions of awareness. But when we're speaking about, let's say, physical density, for instance, it's generally areas within our physical temple, within our physical body, that are stagnant, right? Void of movement, void of life force, energy, and chi moving through. So, for me, associate, physical density with stagnation, right? Mm-hmm. The lack of flow. But when we're talking about emotional density, which is not necessarily completely separate of physical, because as we know, we work together as one big system, physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. The emotional density, how it's best described to me, is that there are different emotions that we have accumulated that additionally have been sort of stagnant, pushed aside, put out into the field of our emotional bodies, and sort of locked away, if you will, in some way or another, right? Whether it's just through our inability to acknowledge them at a given time. And so as we continue to navigate through all of our different incarnations, but specifically this incarnation we'll bring in, through different experiences in our life that we accumulate, our experiences will keep coming back around, opportunities will keep coming back around that present different emotional patterns, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And so each time we have an opportunity to connect with that, we have an opportunity to either continue to cultivate that density or that pattern, or we can choose to receive it and respond to it differently, right?
Yeah.
And so they often show, the guides will show us, and show individuals as a hologram. In the quantum field, right? So everybody will show up as this giant configuration of light and grids. And so when they do that, they show how literally, like, these different densities act as coordinates of stagnation within our emotional body field. And so the more of a particular vibrational frequency, let's say fear, that we've experienced, the more of that will kind of show up in the hologram, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And so hopefully this makes sense.
It is.
And the same of the mental body. So the mental body, beliefs, right? It starts off as a thought, it comes in, and the more of our conscious currency, the more of our conscious awareness, our life force energy that we put forth into focusing upon a particular thought, then it kind of transitions into a belief, because it's like it's set up camp now in our field, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it has like a home base, so to speak. And then the more we have, and because of the law of attraction, then we then create and bring in different players and characters and different experiences that are now attracting, for us to have another experience that would bring forth that same belief system or that same pattern. So for us to sort of break the chain, so to speak, or to begin to reverse the accumulation of those densities, first we must have an awareness that, that this is something that we continue to participate in and that exists, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that we no longer desire to believe this belief system or to feel this, frequency of fear. And then we, find different tools to your earlier point, whether it be breath work or meditation, to begin to release that, right? Mm-hmm. To release those patterns of density and come back into a place of full illumination, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's basically, from my understanding, the exchange. The more density we accumulate, the less light there is in a certain place.
Exactly.
And the more density we release, the more light is able to come through.
Right. That's why ascension really is a lightening up. It's a lightening up of density, energetically, mentally, emotionally, physically. And yeah, so it literally is a lightening up process. So thank you for that. I wanted to ask you that question, and I love your response to it. And it is a stagnation of energy, of chi, of flow. And so, you know, you have this commitment, and you have for years, to the breath work. And anybody who does that to any degree knows it expands you. It expands your awareness. It expands those pathways of light. And so a lot of that stuck energy starts to move. And that's the whole point of all of this, is moving all that energy to open up to more. And as I was sharing earlier, Brooklyn, I mean, it is about realizing new realities are available to us in every new moment as we open up. And that's why we do these shows. That's why we do what we do, is to do it together and open into the highest timeline available to all of us. So let's shift into talking about what our focus for today is, the frequency of neutrality. This is really high frequency stuff, because we're talking about the Christos frequency. If someone has not heard of that, what does that mean, these divine Christos frequencies?
So, there's infinite frequencies available to us, as we know, right? And so this particular collective of beings that I often work with, or they work through me, I should say, are known as the Christos Ascended Master Collective. And it's a collective from beyond dimensionalization that holds the multiversal bandwidth of pure Christ consciousness, the multiversal Christ consciousness, which can be translated, you know, through me or through my words, it's translated as really sort of the highest aspect of pure unified consciousness, unity consciousness law of one. And so when they come through and they bring through a particular frequency band, or such as, you know, forgiveness or a transparency, and now neutrality, they're bringing it through this really broad and clear scope of consciousness and, you know, sort of this really massive bandwidth of consciousness and clarity. And so when they brought forth neutrality, and when I asked, you know, what's in the highest and best interest to bring through and to be a vehicle of for this, they brought in neutrality, and then they began to show all these different sort of layers of how this particular frequency has been misunderstood. Mm-hmm. For a very, you know, significant period of time throughout this linear, you know, third dimensional reality that we're living in. And so they just started to bring in more and more sort of layers and bands of this light and this awareness around it. And so that's sort of how that came into play. Yeah.
Well, and as you mentioned, you know, from a human understanding or more of an intellectual understanding, it can really limit us when we look at neutrality from that perspective, which is not accurate, you know, which is just putting our head in the sand, as I mentioned earlier, or something like that. But that's not really the divine meaning of neutrality. So describe what you have realized with their support about this divine frequency of neutrality and how it may be different from what we have thought it was in this reality.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you. So absolutely, yeah. So you really hit the nail on the head with what you're mentioning. So often when the word neutrality comes into play, it really triggers people. I've noticed that a lot over the last few years, especially right now in this time of great, duality and polarity that's taking place with all the opportunities, we'll call them, that have arisen over the last year and a half. And so that's really when the Christos Collective came in to say, okay, for us to be able to move beyond this ring and the spiral continuum as the collective of humanity, we must respond to the frequency band of the chaos and the warring and the separation, sort of all the things that are playing into, the pandemic, we must find a way as a collective to respond differently, right? It's like that whole idea that you can't solve a situation or a problem with the same frequency band that created it. Mm-hmm. And so that's when they really dropped in sort of this next layer or dimensional layer, if you will, of an awareness of neutrality in a bigger kind of a bigger way. And so whereas a lot of people often, and self included, until, really being in the thralls of this awakening, a lot of us have traditionally thought of neutrality as sort of like, oh, I'm just going to stay in the middle so that way I don't have to choose A or B.
Right.
And, and sort of so people often confuse it with complacency and they think, oh, that's just you're finding a safe place and you're not finding taking any sort of ownership of anything. And really that's not at all what is meant by neutrality through these higher dimensional beings. What is meant by it is to come into a place softly within our hearts where we can connect with ourselves as our God selves, right? As the infinite creator beings that we are. And come in, so, connecting with our bigger selves, coming into our hearts, coming out of our minds, coming out of the thinking mind, coming into a place, where we can say, okay, I choose to be in the field of all potentials. I choose to come in through this neutral point into the zero point mm-hmm. of all potentials, where every single potential and every single outcome and everything exists, right? And I choose to have an awareness, which we can have a greater awareness when we come into this place of neutrality, when we come into this place of zero point connection, we can then have this more eagle eye perspective. We can see and understand, the side of point A, and we can see and understand of B and C and D, yet we're not locking ourselves into anything through a lens of judgment or through a lens of separation. Mm-hmm. So we allow ourselves to be in a place beyond duality, beyond linear comprehension, where all potentials exist and there's no judgment placed on it. This is right. This is wrong. And we don't have to choose. We can just be in a place of curiosity and exploration and awareness of all the different things that are in existence. And then as the God sovereign free beings that we are, we can then choose to appropriate our energy towards something that feels aligned with our frequencies, right? Mm-hmm. Putting our energy towards that or putting our thoughts towards that. And
right.
So it really frees us up. It being in the true essence of neutrality allows for us to say, yes, have discernment and have boundaries of what we choose to participate in, but not from a place of judgment, from a place of desire and a place of connection and a place of understanding that We're all infinite creator beings here choosing to explore different, you know, flavors and different things. And we're not meant to dictate or judge or, you know, what anyone else is participating in or choosing in any given moment.
Right.
Yeah.
My dogs are wanting to participate in the zero-point field. And talking about that, if someone is new to these kinds of discussions and they hear about the zero-point field, and maybe they've heard of it and they don't really understand what that is, it is this field. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are many different ways that one can participate in the zero point. The zero point, how I have come to understand it, or as someone recently told me, understand it, is the field of all potentials, right? It's this place where you come into, where you connect with everything in existence, the everything and the nothing. And really the place, the way to be able to connect to that, as far as I'm shown and in my own experience of accessing it, is through the heart center, through the high heart, through this, you know, this eternal Adam seed of the high heart. Some people, you know, describe it as the assemblage point, or the Adam seed. And it's really this portal that exists within each and every one of us, within our heart technology, where we can connect to through present moment, through getting very present in this now moment, and connecting there, we can come into this field of infinite potentials. And once we're in that field of infinite potential, which is also often interchanged with neutrality from when the guides come through, they say, get very still in your heart, get very still in that neutral point, that high heart access. And through there, we enter into this zero point. And another way in which it's often described and interchangeable with is the womb of all creation. So when I'm being guided through transmissions or to be the channel of different transmissions, entering into different portals and universal systems and so on and so forth, often we immediately we enter into this portal, this divine mother source's womb of all that is. And it's really this place, this access point where everything that's ever been created throughout all space-time continuum comes from connecting to this field of potential. So people often say, well, how could it be that simple? How can it be that, you know, how can we access that just through our intention and the present moment in our heart? And, you know, and it's just so, because we've gotten to this place where we have forgotten the magnificence of ourselves as infinite individual expressions of source, you know? And so under these veils of illusion, it seems nearly impossible. It seems like, you know, I'm speaking some sort of woo-woo, you know, language, but truly, truly, I, you know, having the gratitude and, you know, an honor of connecting to that zero point, often it truly is that simple. It's just a matter of having that faith, trust, and surrender. Mm-hmm. When I show up and I connect with my heart and I connect with the present moment and desire to connect the zero point of all that is, this space of infinite potentials, that's exactly what takes place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and you're there often. And anyone who participates in any of your programs or breathwork or anything does so as well. And it's kind of a validating experience of this zero point field that is there and available. And these miracles of healing, expansion, connection, grace, everything is there, is available. And like you said, for some, it may sound crazy or woo-woo, or what are they talking about, or what is this phrasing, all of this, like, what? You know? But it is very real. It is a very expansive, real reality that you get comfortable with and familiar with, and it's far more real than the dualistic earth that we were born into. So let's talk a little bit more. I know we'll do a transmission. We are going to take some callers. Press star 2 to raise your hand if you have any questions for Brooklyn, and we'll do a transmission. But I did want to talk about the upper diamond heart complex, the cosmic diamond immaculate heart complex. It sounds beautiful, and it is beautiful, but I guess it is accessed in the same way we access all of what we're talking about, through the breath, through intention, through awareness. But what does it mean to you? What does it look like to you? What does it feel like? All of that.
Yes. Okay. I'm so glad you bring this up, because, you know, one of the things that has become very evident through my time here on during this incarnation is that, you know, I'm meant in my service, divine service here, to assist in bringing through different levels of conscious awareness and different aspects of our crystalline divine architecture and divine blueprint. And so, as part of our divine birthright, we were always meant to have this very grand and continuous awareness of our multiversal, multidimensional nature. And that was when we were originally created as humans, the original human template and the original angelic templates. That was very much, we knew that we were not separate of one another. We knew and embodied that we were not separate of God. And we held this really profound, unified field of conscious awareness in everything that we participated in, even here in the, you know, in these lower realms of density, which were not necessarily as low as the third dimension originally, but through different things that took place historically that has very much kind of been hidden from us. We've fallen in our levels of consciousness and our access. And through this also, our divine architecture and divine nature had been fragmented and skewed and so forth, creating more, opportunity for confusion and creating more opportunity for us to forget that we are individual expressions of source and forget that we are all interconnected with everything throughout all space and time. And one of the things that is very much a very significant technology within this system of our crystalline multiversal architecture is this cosmic diamond heart complex, often referred to by the Christos Collective as the Immaculate Heart Complex. And essentially, it's just another, it's sort of this very pure, angelic, Christed template, and we can think of it like a lot of us are very familiar with the chakra system and how the chakra systems are portals and gateways of, you know, of our energy bodies and how they work. Well, this particular technology that's referred to as the diamond cosmic heart or immaculate heart complex is sort of a in my understanding of it, the most, the currently in this now moment, the highest aspect of our crystalline diamond sun architecture. It's what we came here largely to re-embody and connect with, so that we could truly experience what is commonly heard and referred to as heaven on earth. It allows for us to connect into bandwidths of unified consciousness and bandwidths of cosmic unconditional love far beyond the scope of anything that we have currently experienced through these veils of illusion, taking us back into our divine birthright of being connected, with these, with our true divine nature of unconditional love and compassion and. So how it shows up for me and it's different. We're all at different stages of embodiment of this and activation of this. But it shows up as this really profound, multi-faceted diamond structure, the sacred geometric structure that has so many different sort of beautiful and intricate systems of light and geometry within it. And each of us, from my understanding of it and from my experience with it, have our own unique signature. Because within the center point of it is that high heart, is that Adam seed, is what the guides refer to it as, which is this center point within the heart complex that we carry like a suitcase from every single incarnation and every single dimensional existence that we sort of project our life force energy into, just like we have a beam of life force energy coming from our oversoul that is animating our human selves right now. You know, this is our unique sound and light signature. This Adam seed that lies within the center of our heart complex is similarly to how snowflakes are all different, right? Mm-hmm. They're all unique. They're all different. So is this unique expression of our the totality of our sourceness that lies within our heart. So everybody's cosmic diamond heart complex has similar technology to it and its versatility and what it's able to connect us to. Yet everybody's is unique in that it carries their full expression of what they've seen, done, and experienced throughout all space-time continuums, if that makes sense.
Yes. Well, and it activates further and further. Just like when we do the transmission with you in a little bit, you know, part of that will be going into the portal of that divine Christos Codex of neutrality, but also activating that crystalline architecture. And that's part of that crystalline architecture. And it is an activation that continues to take, it's like more and more activations take place when we're ready for them, so that more and more of, you know, that cosmic diamond immaculate heart can be realized by us as we're ready for it. You know, these activations that we talk about on this show and in your work and in the work of so many of the speakers here, Brooklyn, it is for the purpose of activating this crystalline architecture, you know, when the person is ready for it. And it's and someone who is new to this work may think, well, wow, how does that happen? But this is an etheric activation, right? It's not necessarily something that someone sees physically. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. Well, I think how we end up seeing it physically and remembering that the physicality, the physical aspect of us is moving, you know, it is all a combination of frequencies, and it's the slowest moving aspect of our beingness, if you will, right? So anything that happens, to your point, yes, in the zero point connection field and that more, you know, from that more ethereal standpoint, is going to manifest on a spiritual layer and level, a mental layer and level, an emotional layer and level, and a physical. Yet, you know, how we see that manifest, how we see, or, you know, how we receive the confirmation of these types of activations in physical is we begin to notice that our environment begins to shift and change. We're now, you know, this lighthouse that we are is becoming brighter. And so we're attracting different people and different experiences and different opportunities to us as a result of coming into a greater sense, and embodiment of our higher vibrational crystalline technology, and which then holds a greater, is capable of holding a greater bandwidth of light. And light, of course, as we know, is consciousness and information and wisdom. So we, and also too, as this takes place, we can see big shifts in our physical health as well. Because what was stagnant before now has an opportunity, you know, to move more fluidly. And so lots of different things can shift physically. But we may not, to your point, see it. We're not, I mean, some may, because in the activating of it, we activate, you know, layers and levels of our multiversal sensory and our different gifts and things of that nature. So through these different activations, our third eye can be activated and all different types of extrasensory gifts that have long been dormant within our DNA can come back online.
Yeah, I mean, that's the gift of participating in courses like yours, or, you know, a lot of these things that take place, because they allow for the next greatest activation for that individual. You know, everybody's kind of going along at their own speed and readiness and all of that. But, you know, someone had asked an interesting question in the webcast about cellular water. You know, you speak about that in your work quite a bit. And how does that relate to the activation of crystalline architecture? Is that one and the same?
Beautiful, brilliant question. And so they absolutely work together, right? The water is a sacred source consciousness. And we're starting to see in science, and it's, you know, they're coming out and admitting basically that they have no idea what water is. They're like, wait a second, what is water, right? And exactly, because water is a pure source consciousness. And so something that is really fascinating and brilliant that came through the consciousness of water is that it was really one of the, they show it as being a third individuation of source energy after light and sound. And so water is, you know, known through the multiverses as this, you know, magnificent consciousness and shapeshifter. And we know it as a particular substance here on Earth in physicality. Yet it's so far beyond that, the scope of how our linear comprehension is of it. But that said, our physical bodies, as we know, is somewhere in the neighborhood of, you know, some people say it's in the high 70 percentile, others say more in the mid 80s of our total physical makeup is water, right? So it's a high vibrational technology and consciousness. And so it's within every cell of our body. So the more we connect with our cellular water through our intention and through, you know, bringing ourselves into the present moment, setting a clear intention with our thoughts and our words and our actions are all directing the water to carry out different activities and to carry out this information, right? So the more that we're present, the more, and this is beautiful lead into neutrality, the more that we come into this place of present moment awareness, the more we come into that neutral field of infinite potentials and access the zero point, the more that we can truly unify our field of consciousness with the water that's in our body and bring, you know, and set intentions. Okay, for instance, you know, connecting with our physical body, connecting with our cellular water and saying, you know, I am the highest expression of my divine source blueprint, right? If you were to mantra that over and over again and connect just through your intention, connect with your cellular water, you know, you are an infinite creator being and powerful God being. So you can do that. You can do that. If you keep showing up, you can absolutely direct and command the water of your body to carry out your intentions. So
yeah.
As you bring in the intention to activate more of your crystalline DNA and your crystalline architecture, the water is going in and carrying that intention and creating this, you know, this beautiful alchemy and assisting that process.
I love it. Yeah, there's one I've heard you say often, something like, I am perfect health in every cell or something like that.
Yes. Yeah.
Right?
Powerful.
It is because, as you said, we can kind of direct and command the cellular water within us to follow through with those intentions. I am perfect health in every cell? Is that the one? I think that's
yeah. We can pretty much create it any way we want. And what often comes through is I am perfect health in each and every cell.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Something that I really would love to come through with this is that there's some very foundational yet profound combinations that the guides want to bring forward and kind of plant the seed of awareness for everybody with, which is light plus breath, plus water, plus clear intention equals profound healing miracles. And so it's really that simple. And yet it's not simple at the same time, as we know, because, you know, we've accumulated to go all the way back to the zero point, to go all the way back to the point, you know, the beginning point of discussion. It's, We've accumulated so many layers of density and confusion and things as part of our journey here to experience ourselves through different layers of polarity, right? And so sometimes it isn't that, you know, people will hear, oh, it's not that easy because I'm having a really hard time with this. And, you know, there's deep compassion and honoring of that because it is challenging. Anytime we really are beginning a new way of working with different things. It takes, you know, it takes
practice.
Sort of that unwavering practice and unwavering faith and trust and surrender, and just continuing to show up for ourselves, knowing, right, kind of letting go of any of the self-limiting beliefs and thoughts that we've been holding on to and experiencing, and just drop into that. Okay, I trust that when I show up and I call upon the sacred source consciousness of breath and light and connect and command my cellular water, profound healing miracles are in manifest.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Yes. And as someone who wrote in, Tara was curious if neutrality can heal cancer. And neutrality, let's weave that back into this light and breath and intention and water.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say to that?
Yeah, I'm so glad you said that because there's so much energy and assistance coming through right now. I feel like I'm floating on this fluffy white cloud. So thank you, Tara, because your higher self is like, hey, hold on a second. Like, let's bring it to, you know, what helps us to get into that place. And yeah, it is when we get present in the present moment, when we connect into the present moment, into that place of neutrality, right? Meaning we're not going to the past. We're not appropriating our thoughts and our, you know, our energy, our conscious awareness to the past, or to the future, or to anywhere else. We're going to bring it all here, front and center. We're going to connect to our heart. We're going to connect to the present moment, and we're going to connect to that place of neutrality. It's sort of like when you turn the radio to a station that's just pure peace, pure silence, right? And in that silence, you can feel everything. but you can feel nothing. You know that it's the totality of it all, right? And that's that place. That's that place of neutrality. And Tara, to answer your question, that's from my understanding, my perspective, and my all the guides that come through, it's really from that place that everything is possible. That's the place where we connect for all possibilities and all potentials of miracles and healing. Mm-hmm. Bring our full awareness, bring our full presence into our heart, into neutrality, and then getting very clear with our intention. And when they say intention, they're saying, this is another way to think about it. It's that you're taking something, whether it's an I am statement, right? I am free of all cancer. I am free of all cancer. Let's say that that's your intention, right? So you bring that intention into that place, right, into this now moment, and you take all aspects of your consciousness, all aspects of your life force energy, and you pour it, you know, into that statement. So a lot of times, to kind of give a better understanding of how I've engaged in it, is, you know, I'll sit or lie down, having my spine straight, I'll open my crown chakra up and think about this huge flowing river of pure zero point connection, right? And the guides often refer to it as Divine Mother Sophia Source's plasma womb frequency, the zero point frequency, just streaming through, right? So opening the top of your head, your crown, and with your breath, inhaling in that light and inhaling in and mantraing, I am free of all cancer, past, present, future, and allowing it to just, that light to pour through your entire body. And with that light and with that breath, it carries the intention. It carries your energy and your intention into every cell of your body, into every, you know, aspect of your cellular water, and it continues to bring that forth. And so as you stay in the present moment, the thinking mind tries to create, oh, this is not really working, or some sort of doubt comes in, just let it bounce off and continue to come back into the focus, into this now moment. Nothing else matters. Nothing else exists except for my pure conscious awareness, my mantra and my intention, this light and this breath, right? Mm-hmm. And just really surrendering into it. It's very powerful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Tara, thank you for that question. And I love the visual and the feeling of like that waterfall of that plasma light just flowing in, you know, into the cellular water with that intention. And all things are possible. And I think it takes practice, redirecting one's focus and in all of the, you know, those moment to moment choice point intentions. But that is the key to like freedom, liberation, radiant health, you know, everything. So Brooklyn, before we go into the transmission and we'll take a few more questions, let's go ahead and talk about the upcoming course on divine neutrality. For those of you who haven't participated in any of Brooklyn's courses, they're amazing. They're life-changing. They really are. They will open you up to this new field of possibility and potential. So this one is on divine neutrality. It begins next week, Brooklyn, June 2nd. So if you're listening live right now, it begins June 2nd. If you're listening to this later, it will be recorded. So this is 6 classes with you, channel transmissions, questions, answers. What do you want to share about? This is a brand new course. What can you share about it?
Yeah, so we'll be getting into just more and more depth and exploration and uncovering of the power of the zero point and the power of neutrality and how they're interchangeable, so to speak, and how truly and Kara, I'm sorry, I was referring to you as Tara. I didn't hear that correctly, but to Tara's point, you know, really working, or to Kara's point, really working and connecting with how we can apply and access this neutrality to heal ourselves and to assist, you know, to come back into that greater embodiment of who we are and why we're here, and to come back into greater and greater levels of conscious awareness that can truly only be accessed through these different practices of engaging in present moment and engaging in the zero point and neutrality. And so all different, a bunch of different collectives and beings are going to come through working with the physical body and the mental body, emotional body, spiritual bodies, and really assisting us to come out of this intellectual understanding, a sort of intellectual relationship with neutrality, into a greater embodiment of neutrality, and how we can begin walking, you know, to our choice, of course, and free will, walking more and more each moment in this place of the zero point, in this place of neutrality, which ultimately allows us to, in very short order, truly embody the greatest experience of heaven on earth.
Yeah, just that. That's possible. So this is going to be a beautiful one. I can feel it. And by the way, if you're new to the show, you can find these offers. There's two of them. We're about to talk about the second one. It's straighttalkforthesoul.com. Click on the marketplace link at the top of the page. Then you'll see Brooklyn's beautiful face. Click on her picture, and you'll see these two offers. The Divine Neutrality Live course is in offer A. And as I said, it begins June 2nd. And then offer B is the Divine Neutrality course plus a private session with Brooklyn. What typically happens? I guess it's different. I mean, but they're powerful. I mean, it's, you bring through a lot of information about their cosmic origins, as you said, you can kind of see them as a hologram, and through that, with the support of all of the guides and teams that work with you, you bring through quite a bit of quantum information in these sessions. How would you describe it?
Yes, I think you did a great job. Every session is so beautifully unique. And so what I like to do in advance of the session is, you know, to tap in and offer, you know, connect with you to see if there's a specific intention or intentions that, you know, that really have sort of brought you to want to have the session. And so I always honor that. And oftentimes people will have different things that they'd like to focus on. Sometimes it's more of a physical thing or an emotional thing or, you know, or a pattern that's been playing out. And then other times, you know, it will be more of, okay, you know, how do I bring in my gifts? Or, you know, can you tell me more about my, you know, galactic or multiversal lineages and so forth. So it's sort of a combination of all of the above. Sometimes there'll be an activation if that's something that that is desired, and so. But also to know also that as soon as we begin the session and begin to engage with one another, there is a transmission that's taking place, because all of my team and guides come in, and all of your team and guides that are meant to experience and to be a part of it come in. And so there's lots of energy being exchanged. And then sometimes, too, there's this an engagement that takes place where we do an activation whereby we are gazing into one another's eyes, And that's a whole nother sort of realm of experience. And we access the zero point, which is kind of timely that this would come up, they're showing, and go into a field of this. Basically, everything becomes quantum, and you'll start seeing things differently. And I see you show up as a hologram. And so that's another sort of layer of what we could play around with together as well, at which point lots of things can be instantaneously shifted to manifest your highest timeline potential. So,
Yeah, and as I'm reading here, clearing of densities or inorganic technologies and frequencies, integration of soul fragments, divine gifts, activation of crystalline DNA, water chakras, access to the Akashic information, timeline regression, integration work. But it is a very quantum experience. But again, as you said, if someone has a physical challenge that they want to focus on, you can certainly do that. If it's whatever is best for that individual. And I want to encourage those of you who do the course, you know, these are recordings that you can listen to over and over again and experience a deeper expansion, but it really is kind of like that. You dive deep to expand. So I wanted to encourage all of you with these courses. They're so multidimensional, and they reach you wherever you're at. And each time you listen, you're in a different space. So you will experience it differently. And Brooklyn, thank you for the new course. A lot of you participated in her the forgiveness, divine forgiveness course, and the need of the divine transparency. And so, yeah, this will be fun. I'm excited. I will participate as well. I'm excited about it. So,
yay.
Yes.
Yippee
is right. thank you all for writing in. And this is a good question. Can neutrality reverse aging? That's from Colleen.
Well, I love that question, Colleen. So the answer to that, again, is yes. And, of course, as we know, right, there's so many things that are playing into why we're aging to begin with. And to get into too much of the, you know, the details of it, a lot of it has to do with that fragmentation and skewing of our original human template. Because really, when we were originally seeded as the collective of humanity, it was never intended for our physical bodies to undergo this type of aging process. So the beauty is that we are infinite creator beings. And so as the more we truly surrender into that unwavering faith and trust that, yes, I am an infinite creator being. I am an individual expression of source. And the more that we connect into that present moment connection to neutrality and connection to the zero point, and we get comfortable with it, right? And we practice it and we play in that place and we begin to hold that immaculate, intention and concept of, you know, I am eternally youthful, or however you choose to, you know, I reverse all aging processes here and now, you know, however you choose to approach it, because obviously there's so many different ways you could decree that and intention that to actually manifest it and to create that. So it does take a lot of commitment. It does take a lot of unwavering faith, trust, and surrender and showing up in the zero point. And yet it is 1,000% possible is what the guys are saying. And they're like cheering and being really funny.
There's some like, fun ones that you can use as your daily intentions with that. You know, I am eternal youth. You know, I am the embodiment of the reversal of the aging process. I am all of these things, like you said, with commitment and joyful commitment, I should say. Anything is possible. It really is. So great question, Colleen. Let me take one or two live callers, and then we'll go into the transmission. Again, it's star 2 to raise your hand. Many hands already up. Okay, I'm going to go to area code 951. 951, you're live with us.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Hi.
Hi, ladies. You guys are so beautiful and happy and lovely, and I am enraged and angry.
I've been that before, too.
Yeah. And I don't want to stuff it. I don't want to deny it. I want to allow it, but I don't want it to overcome me either. How do you combine the neutrality with this strong experience? How can...
It's a good question.
One do that?
I love... You know what? Thank you so much for bringing this forward, because we often try to really, you know, push away and neglect those feelings of anger and rage and frustration that are part of our experience. And the first part of being able to really fully experience, you know, the transformation of it is in the awareness of it and in the full transparency of it. And so kudos, because, you know, I honor you for honoring that. So it's really profound, because when we allow ourselves, when we're feeling these things, when we're feeling this rage, when we're feeling this frustration, or any, you know, combination of how it presents itself, it's coming up to say, hey, you know, it's knocking on the door. Like, okay, I need to be acknowledged. I need to be felt. I need to be, you know, heard, right? And so from my understanding of it, from my experience with it, for us to be able to create and to experience true soul alchemy, right? Changing and transmuting and transforming that anger into the embodiment of bringing home the fragments of ourselves and the gifts that were kind of scattered off in the accumulation of that anger. It really does require us to get into the present moment, to connect with our hearts, to connect with ourselves as our big self, right? As our God self. And then as we're connecting that way, right? As we're breathing, as we're connecting, then opening literally, and sometimes I do this, I open my arms up like wings and I say, okay, you know what? I'm big enough. I'm big enough for all of this. I'm big enough for this anger. I'm big enough for all of it. And as we're connecting in that place of neutrality, that place of present moment, start asking the anger, where did you come from? What, and maybe you already know this, you know, but call those parts of you home, call that little girl home, call that teenager home, call the, you know, bring it home. Okay. What is the wisdom? What wisdom wants to be shared with me through my accumulation of this anger? What, because that's the point of it, right? If when we're in that sea of anger and rage, we just want to freak out, but it overcomes us because it's a chaos frequency. It's on the spectrum of fear. So get ourselves centered, get ourselves neutral. And it's not going to happen in one fell swoop, especially if it's something that's been percolating for a while. So just trusting, going into that heart center. I'm going to, with your permission, may I place my hands on your heart?
Yes, please.
Okay. So close your eyes for a moment and just follow and feel and place, maybe placing your hands on your heart as well. And allowing yourself to drop into that heart. And when you're in there, and many divine feminine ascended masters are collecting all around your heart right now, and they're going to place a mirror in all directions of your consciousness right now, because they want you to be able to see if for only a moment in this now moment, the magnificence of who you are, the magnificent, luminous being that you are, coming out of the frequency of anger and coming into the connection with yourself as this beautiful, loving being that you are, who's just for a mere moment in the spiral continuum of all that is experiencing this anger. And I want you to drop into this neutral point, because when we're in this place within our heart, we can then understand that we are not the anger. We are an eternal creator being that has chosen different life experiences that have led to the accumulation of these frequencies of anger. We want you to be able to make that distinction here. Bringing in this really profound magenta light now and assisting you in coming into that place of peace, into that place of neutrality. And as you're there, think about allowing yourself to let go of the anger. I am free of all anger, past, present, future. I am free of all anger, past, present, future. I am free of all anger, past, present, future. And now they're showering you with this beautiful diamond white light all around you, above, below, side to side, coming down, flowing over you, further reminding you of who you are, why you're here, further reminding you and showing you and allowing for you to feel and know that you are not the anger. You are experiencing the anger, and with the anger comes the wisdom of the experiences. You are the light. You are the eternal being. Bringing home the fragments and releasing the anger. Feeling the diamond light flowing through you. Knowing you can return to the center point of your heart, calling upon all these beings and guides that are here in your honor right now, and allowing you to connect to this zero point, to this place of neutrality, where you can clearly understand yourself as the God sovereign free being that you are, where you can clearly be empowered to release any and all frequencies of fear and anger that you no longer choose to have. And so it is. And so it is, and so it is. Thank you for participating.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. That's much better.
Good. Thank you for being so courageous and transparent. Really.
I know. I love it.
Thank you for receiving it, because a lot of people don't know how to.
Yeah, I love you. You're amazing. And everybody on this call has experienced rage and anger in some, if not this incarnation. I am super excited for you, but I have a feeling every single one of us has. And so deep, deep honoring for your courage.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank you, ladies. Thank you so much. Really. Thank you.
You're welcome. You. Stay with us for the everything that will happen next.
Yes. I am. Thank you.
Transmission, that's the word. Escaped me for a minute.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, lots of love. Okay. Beautiful, Brooklyn. Okay, let me take one more. I'm going to go to area code 231. You're live with us, 231.
Hi. Hey, it's Destiny.
Hi, Destiny. Hey. I remember
oh,
you.
I was hoping
it's been a while.
That you called me.
Yeah.
I was so... That was awesome. I feel like it cleaned out all of my upper chakras, but what it allowed me to realize is that in my lower, my sacral and root chakra, there's something going on down there. So I figured maybe with her call and my call, we can get all of them. We can get all the chakras.
I love it.
I love you, Destiny.
You know,
that's awesome.
Destiny, you're awesome. Your higher self was smiling in at me when we were just in that transmission, and I totally heard her say, what about the solar plexus root and womb? And I was like, okay, we'll get there in the transition.
Wow.
So
I have chills
it.
On that one.
Okay, yes. What is that? Is that your desire and intention for to go through and do a clearing?
Yeah, whatever. There's something going on down there. Like, I don't know if there's trauma or something down there. But it seems like,
okay.
Yeah.
Please,
okay. That would be great.
Sure. So setting the clear intention, I release any and all frequencies, any and all traumas, any and all energy that no longer serves me. Okay. So calling in the greatest healing miracles capable of manifesting here and now for Destiny and all that are on this call with grace and ease in accordance to the highest divine law and order. Breathing and connecting to your heart, connecting to your eternal self. Once again, bring through the diamond light, coming down through our central channels, pouring down, clearing, cleansing, activating, nourishing, bring forth whatever is in the highest and best for each and every one of us in this now moment, in accordance to the highest divine law and order. As this flows ever so gently, like a stream through our central channel, cascading now through the solar plexus. Arusukia tarisanye kwa shukushonini. Ando kuria santa shakshukurisanini. Ariatwa intish karusanini. Yeshua stepping in, Mahavatar Babaji coming through now, pouring through our central channels, this luminous golden resurrection frequency, pouring it down through and into the solar plexus, into the womb and into the root chakras. Moving around in a circular rotation ever so gently as we witness and see our three lower burners lighting up in this luminous resurrection golden Christ frequency, bringing forth the imprinted mantra of I am the resurrection, I am the life, I am the resurrection. I am the life.
I am the life. I am the resurrection. I am the life.
I am the resurrection. I am the life. Arusa tashanu kurea sataru ania taeshe. Atwa iniaku ashanyunia. Flowing through and down through the central channel, this radiant bandwidth from the center of the central sun, flowing down, these plasma solar frequencies, following through and combining in with this golden Christ of resurrection frequency, further transmuting and disengaging any and all inorganic frequencies, technologies, any and all stagnant energies that no longer serve us, moving down and through, planting the seeds of pure resurrection and divinity within the center point and still point of our solar plexus, within the center point and still point of our created center, our womb chakra, and within the center point and still point of our root chakra. Pouring down now, Divine Mother Sophia's source's plasma womb frequency, the womb of all creation, flowing through and assisting all your cells to come into the unified field of consciousness, coming into that zero point connection field, assisting and preparing each and every one of us for the journey ahead, flowing down through our feet, down into the crystalline diamond core of Gaia, and connecting us into her, rooting us and connecting us into her diamond grid network. Coming back now into the present moment, coming back now into our hearts, coming back and coming home, and so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
How are you doing, Destiny?
I'm in it because I don't want to leave.
You don't have to. Wow.
Thank you, Brooklyn. Thank you, Carrie.
Okay.
That was so
You're
needed.
Welcome. Wonderful. Yeah. Yes, you can continue floating in your sea of Christ and light.
Yes, do that. And we all will too. Destiny, thank you for bringing that forth. Without you, we would not have experienced that. So, Brooklyn, thank you. Destiny, thank you. Yay. Yay, all of us. All right, Destiny, lots of love to you.
Thank you. Thank you. Blessings.
Bye.
And you too. Bye, Destiny. I want to read a few of the comments. So many comments came in about the anger thing. Let me read a few. Naomi, from Los Angeles, I believe. I am 100% clear from anger now. Thank you. This clearing was phenomenal. Finally, someone gave us an efficient way to process this powerful emotion. I am big enough, and I am not that. Thank you.
Oh, my goodness. Beautiful. I just had chills everywhere.
Yeah, I did too. I did too. Rita said, oh, my God, thank you for the lady who asked about the anger issue. I so needed it. Thank you and namaste. Vanessa from New York said, wow, that anger thing was epic. I wish I knew how to do that years ago, but it's so perfect. I am big enough and more. Bless you. Yay. Deneki from Holland said, no question. Just wanted to let you know how powerful this is and positive to listen to. Thank you and cheers. Thanks, Deneki.
Thank you.
Wow. Brooklyn, I guess this is a good time to move into the transition where we're going to experience the portal of neutrality and also, I guess, the next best activation for our crystalline architecture that we've talked so much about. So I will let you take it away and thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yay, thank you. Okay, here we go. Okay, so allowing ourselves to drop into our hearts once again, that upper heart complex, that Adam seed of our eternal existence, right between our breastplate, right above our sternum, that beautiful and glorious crystal diamond complex. Just allowing ourselves to drop in, to connect with our heart, connect with this now moment, allowing ourselves the freedom to let go of any mind chatter, to let go of any self-limiting beliefs that are trying to make their way in, really allowing ourselves and giving ourselves permission on all levels, on our physical body, mental bodies, emotional bodies, and spiritual bodies, giving permission to be present in this now moment, to surrender. And as we surrender and as we connect into that neutral point, into that zero point in our upper heart, finding a rhythm of breath that feels most comforting and nourishing for you in this now moment. Perhaps that's a deep inhale and exhale, or it could just be your normal pattern of a breath. But remembering and bringing into our awareness in this now moment of the grand role that the sacred source consciousness of breath plays in all of this alchemy that we are desiring right now, in our freedom, in our sovereignty, in our ability to connect to the neutral point, the breath. The breath is our companion. It is the breath of life. It is the breath of source. And it is a grand unifying connector, connecting each and every one of us and connecting us with the all that is within and upon Gaia. So knowing that this is a very significant ingredient in all that is taking place, as we now begin to feel ourselves connecting to that greater field of the zero point, setting the general intention for this luminous party of light right now, setting the intention of calling in the greatest healing miracles capable of manifesting here and now for all whom are gathered with perfect grace and ease in accordance to the highest divine law and order. Setting a clear intention and connecting to your heart. Pouring down all around us, Divine Mother Sophia Source's womb frequency, the plasma womb frequency of all creation. Above, below, side to side, and all around us, bringing this womb point, the zero point, all around us, above, below, within, and around, feeling it, feeling the sense of freedom as we come into the zero point portal and connection field, as we come into this infinite space of all potentials, the everything and the nothing. And as we do so, flowing down now through and all around us, this profound frequency of divine neutrality, further allowing our cellular water and our cellular DNA to all come into full harmonization and attunement and connection with the divine frequency of neutrality, this diamond frequency that carries us in the totality of our beingness into this zero point, into this felt sense and embodiment of pure potential, freeing us and disengaging us in this transmission here and now of any and all frequencies that no longer serve us, any and all emotional densities, any and all self-limiting beliefs, any and all inorganic frequencies that are a part of our human experience within the separation matrix, the veils of illusion. As this profound river of divine neutrality flows through us and around us, we soften into an even deeper place of surrender. Surrendering the anger, surrendering the frustration, the guilt, the shame, letting go of the fear and the anxiety, letting go of the not enough, letting go of the scarcity, letting go of it all, and feeling how it melts away and disengages when we bring ourselves into this pure connection with the infinite potentials of all that is. Feeling the connection with yourself as source, as this infinite creator being that is now fully engaged and empowered as the infinite creator being that you are. Knowing that in every now moment, you get to choose which lens of perception that you would like to create your reality through. Ase shukru shinyanu tvayeti. Iata usuku anyanda arya sukursanyanyarya tvaryasin. Asani utura arya antiyashantukushani. Us arya atarya santi. Flowing through this golden diamond light now. Flowing through every cell of your body. As we've entered into this field of neutrality and we have created this harmonious frequency field through every cell of our body, now bringing through this grand flow of pure diamond gold light. And as this diamond gold light flows through your body, goes through your chakras, your meridians, all aspects of your physical body, consciously let go of anything and everything that you desire to let go of in this now moment. Let it go and let it be absorbed into this pure field of transmutational light. Participating in your healing, participating in the flow of manifesting your highest timeline potentials here and now. Asa asukurasuni ania tuasotwa, asa au aquarini. Many beings and guides, guardian gatekeepers of the God realms now stepping in and coming into your solar plexus, your divine purpose center, fully engaging with it, assisting and clearing and cleansing, these patterns of fear, of anger, of frustration, guilt, shame, not enough, letting it go. Aqua asunio quio she suhisandia daru seni, istuqua u quinianu, oru quisaru quisani, au quisa, au quisu, au quisunionia, aquiatuia. Down and through, feeling your solar plexus light up like a giant golden sphere of light, further allowing you to embody who you are and why you're here, letting go of all the false belief systems and programs that have led you to believe anything other than I am God, I am sovereign, I am free. I am God, I am sovereign, I am free. I am God, I am sovereign, I am free. As we continue to allow ourselves to be bathed in this profound transformational light, continuing to connect into this zero-point field of all potentials, these magnificent beings of the Universal Christ Collective, Christus Collective, come down now, along with many masters of Christ's lineage, placing their hands upon your eyes and bringing forth a significant and radiant transmission to clear judgment programmings from the supercomputers of our eyes here and now. I am free of all judgment of self and others, past, present, future. I am free of all judgment of self and others, past, present, future. I am free of judgment of self and others, past, present, future. Now pouring down and through profound diamond white light once again, coming down with this indigo diamond light and assisting us in embodying and integrating all that has come through in this transmission, flowing down through our bodies, down and out the bottom of our feet, and connecting and rooting and grounding us into the here and now, into our physical bodies, and into real time. Again, feeling this wave of indigo diamond light, assisting in the grounding back into our physical bodies, back into this now moment, back into real time, using our breath and on the exhale, further assisting in the grounding back into the here and now, and back into real time. As we come back in through the high heart, bringing our awareness and our presence into the here and now, through the high heart, through the zero point connection field of neutrality. And so it is, and so it is, and so it is. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Taking your time.
Thank you. Oh, I love you. That was amazing. How is everybody doing out there? Write in, let us know. I loved, it was so perfect, Brooklyn, that toward the end there you brought in the intention or mantra, I am free of all judgment of self and others, past, present, future, because several people had written in asking for a mantra for worthiness and lack of judgment. So there it is.
Ah,
yeah.
Your call has been answered.
Yes, I hope that everyone is feeling their cellular water. And as you said, DNA kind of coming into alignment with that frequency band, that diamond frequency of neutrality. Beautiful. Yeah. Beautiful,
thank
beautiful.
You. One thing I would like to say is everybody may want to focus a bit more today and on hydration, as there was quite a bit of light that came through. And so you may find yourself really thirsty.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, That was really beautiful. And it's amazing how you wouldn't think that this frequency of neutrality could so powerfully transmute anger, rage, judgment, disharmony, unworthiness, guilt, shame, all of that. But that's the space where that happens.
Yes. Yes.
But you wouldn't put the two together when you first think about neutrality. It's like, well, anger doesn't belong there. Or, you know, so I really appreciated, we didn't get her name, the beautiful soul that called in about that. I thought that was really so essential for everyone to hear, you know.
Such a beautiful, invitation for everybody. And she was very much an integral part of the healing that wanted to come through. So that's awesome.
Yes. The people are starting to write in. Sherry said, I am free of judgment of self and others. Yeah, that was a good one, wasn't it? Past, present, future. Naomi, beautiful, powerful, and healing. Thank you. Lacey from Ontario. Oh, wow. So fantastic. Yes, it was. I agree. That was really just beautiful. This is one to listen to again. And of course, for those of you who are resonating with what we have shared in together today, really consider and review the offerings from Brooklyn to dive deeper into the divine frequency of neutrality. It's not what you think. I mean, it's really the key to everything. It feels like.
It is. And, you know, I used to get frustrated with the guides and beings because every day for the last 8 years and so many times over and over and over again, you know, find the present moment, connect with your heart, connect with neutrality, find your neutral point. And I thought, man, they must really think that I'm like stubborn, but, you know, but I realized it truly, I'm so grateful because it really, truly is such a huge access and key to our creative, you know, selves and to our ability to remember who we are and why we're here. So.
Well, to feel liberated, to liberate ourselves from, you know, any of that density that we spoke about towards the beginning of the show, you know, that emotional density, physical density, any of that. So let's see, some more people are writing in. Linda with a Y. Shall we? What she writes in the show says Linda with a Y from Alberta. I know, isn't it? Should I love your shows? Feeling fantastic. Thank you and much love to you both. Right back to you, Linda. And then Linda with an I, a different Linda. So thank you so much for this beautiful transmission. Absolutely awe-inspiring. Much love and light to all. Thank you, Linda Lewis.
Lacey
said, that was everything I needed right now. Thank you, Brooklyn. I feel cleansed, grounded, and inspired. Beautiful.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
Love it. Love it, love it. I loved our time together. I always do, on the air and off. It's special to do this in a community and just to co-create like this. I love it. And I hope you had a beautiful time, my dear. Any final message, anything that wants to come through before we say goodbye?
Yeah, well, I would like to say thank you. And yes, it was magical, and I love you, and am so grateful for this wonderful opportunity to be with so many blessed and beautiful beings. We're all on this path and journey together, and we're all here to assist each other in remembering who we are and why we're here, and sharing our light with one another and our tools and our gifts so that we can all lift each other up into our highest expression of self. And so I just wanted to say thank you, and I'm very grateful and blessed to have experienced this together.
we uplifted each other. And each time it's like we can be more of who we are. And that's what we come together to do, is to ignite more of that within all of us. And in a group setting like this, there's, you know, it's just amplified. So Brooklyn, thank you for everything that you brought through with this divine frequency of forgiveness, not forgiveness. Well, we did talk about that. the show we did before, but all of them are kind of intertwined. They're all essential divine frequencies, the truth frequencies. So, I wanted to say that, a couple of the people were asking if we could repeat some of the mantras or intentions that were shared. I remember we did say, I am perfect health in every cell. Was that mm-hmm. that one? And then,
sure, yeah.
I am free of all judgment of self and others, past, present, future. Yeah. Do you remember any others that we said or that were shared?
Yeah, I believe when the Christ energy was coming through, I am the resurrection, mm-hmm. I am the life. What else came through? I am free of all anger.
Oh, yes.
Fear and frustration. Mm-hmm.
The cancer too. I am free of all cancer, past, present, future.
Yes. Yes, with, absolutely.
I'm trying to remember who that was. That was Tara. Oh, she wrote back in and said, earlier said, thank you very much. Powerful insights, blessings, and gratitude to you both. Yeah, I am free of all cancer, past, present, future. Awesome one. Yeah, I love the one, I am perfect health in every cell. Oh, I know. We also talked about eternal youth. I am eternal youth embodied. I mean.
yes, please.
Yeah, I'll take that one. It's flowing through my cellular water. I am eternally embodied.
One that's very, very powerful that I love is, I am God, I am sovereign, I am free.
Oh, yes. That's a favorite. You share that one often in the breath work, and I am God, I am sovereign, I am free. That's a powerful one. So there
it
you go.
It is powerful.
There were five or six right there. Well, I guess it's time to wrap up. Thank you all. Thank you, Brooklyn, for being here. And to everybody, thank you for the gift of your time and your readiness, your openness, your love, your presence today. What an honor to have you with us. Ask yourself how you're feeling, what stood out for you, what shifted for you. Are you feeling more aligned with the frequency of neutrality? I would just encourage you to open up to receive all the benefits that of everything that's been ignited here today, and allow that, as Brooklyn shared in the transmission, that profound river of neutrality to flow through you, and just let all of the anger and rage, judgment, guilt, shame, unworthiness, let it all melt away and be absorbed in that, you know, that beautiful frequency field of light. And something else that you shared, Brooklyn, is just coming through to remind everyone of, is what lens of reality do you wish to create your reality from? And hopefully you were inspired by the discussions today about how you really want to live your life and from what lens you want to live it through. So thank you again for joining us on this soulful adventure today. Remember that you are brilliant, you are resilient, you're dearly loved, and you are not alone. I am sending crystalline rainbow waves of grace, glory, of course, and gratitude from my heart to yours. May you feel it, receive it, and please offer it to those you encounter today or tonight, wherever you happen to be in the world. And as always, until next time, please give yourself full permission to shine instead of shrink, express instead of suppress, and of course, own that amazing glow of yours. I'll see you back here in this playground of light next time. Bye, everybody.